Students in Massachusetts will not return to their classrooms this school year. Governor Baker announced yesterday that Massachusetts will join 34 other states in keeping schools closed through the summer because of the coronavirus pandemic. Joining us this morning to discuss that and more is WBUR's Quincy Walters. Good morning, Quincy.
Good morning, Bob.
So schools in the state have been closed since mid-March, and yesterday's announcement sure didn't seem to come as much of a surprise to anyone, teachers, students, and anyone else.
No, it didn't. And it seems like people involved with education had been expecting this. And as you say, school have been closed since March. Originally, they were only supposed to be closed for 3 weeks. Then that got extended into early May, and the coronavirus is still with us. Governor Baker said yesterday that there is no authoritative guidance on how to safely reopen schools. There are no protocols on how to transport kids to and from school. But in terms of schoolwork, the governor said this doesn't mean students are off the hook for completing assignments.
Closing the actual school buildings for the year does not mean it's time to start summer vacation early. We're making this decision to allow school districts to plan through the end of the year to offer remote learning for all students.
And Baker acknowledges this is a challenging situation for parents who will have to continue balancing their jobs and monitoring kids at home. Latoya Gale is a parent of three Boston students, and she says this has definitely been an adjustment. Not only is she making sure that her kids are keeping up with their schoolwork, she's also educating them about the crisis that's caused this disruption. She says her five-year-old son, Julian, is experiencing this in his own way.
He told me, like, oh, I hate this coronavirus, this COVID-19. And I was like, whoa. Like, he's paying attention. So he understands it the way a five-year-old understands it, and that it means that he can't do things that he wants to do, like go to the park and go to school and have a birthday party. And so that's how he's experiencing it.
So that's what it sounds like for students and parents. What about teachers?
Right. So there are teachers out there who are experiencing this new normal as well, and who do want to be in their classrooms, but ultimately want what's best for kids. Education Commissioner Jeff Riley says he consulted with many educators.
We heard from teachers, administrators, superintendents, that if there was any way to get back in school this year, we wanted to try to do that. They missed the kids, but the data didn't support it. At the end of the day, we're going to err on the side of the caution in the best interest of the safety of our children.
And Bob, Governor Baker also announced that non-emergency child care facilities will remain closed until at least June 29th.
The big picture now, Quincy. Yesterday, the state reported 152 additional people have died statewide from COVID-19.
Right. So that means 1,961 have died. The state also reported more than 1,500 people have tested positive, meaning 41,199 people have tested positive so far. There are some signs in the data that the curve may be starting to flatten, but officials say we are still in the midst of a surge.
And one death we learned about yesterday was a patient at the state-run Shattuck Hospital in Jamaica Plain. There's been an outbreak there, and another at another state-run hospital in Tewksbury.
Right. Officials aren't identifying the patient who passed away. This is the first COVID-19-related death reported at Shattuck. But as of earlier this week, 61 patients and 42 staff members have tested positive for the coronavirus. At Tewksbury State Hospital, 81 patients and 90 staff members have tested positive. These are facilities that care for people with chronic physical and behavioral health needs, including those with mental illness. So the situation at these hospitals is serious, and a U.S. Army Medical Reserve team has come to help out with testing of patients and staff. They're also training staff in the proper use of protective equipment, and the hope is this assistance will stabilize the infection rate.
Well, let's hope that happens quickly. WBUR's Quincy Walters, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition on this morning.
No problem, Bob.